I started the Basketball Alumni Association to send, in 1977, I started the Basketball Alumni Association.
Okay.
Because I told you I was socially conscious.
Uh-huh.
And I saw that black athletes were being exploited.
Okay.
A lot of them, you know, did not get their degree. And the one guy that I looked up to, mm-hmm. remember I told you I had a lot of scholarships in football.
Yes.
This one guy named Tommy Watson was a flashy ball player.
Mm-hmm.
And he helped recruit me in basketball at UNLV. And I actually went to school because Tommy Watkins spoke to me. And I had a trip to Cornell University in football. I went to, I had a scholarship to Washington State, Oregon State, much better schools than UNLV
mm-hmm.
at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And I went there because I was so enamored with Tommy Watkins because he was such a great ball player. So mm-hmm. I went there. What made me start the Basketball Alumni, mm-hmm. I had graduated and I was doing good because I was dealing and making a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
I went to a Rebel game, and I was at the concession stand, and I heard this bumping on the door. You have to understand how the old convention center was made. It kind of was in a circle. And I looked, and it was a black guy hitting on the door with authority. And so I looked, and it was Tommy.
Mm-hmm.
So the more I approached it, you know, I opened the door for him. I let him in free. Because this was everybody was in the game, and so he was just look all tattered. The last time I saw him, there was articles in the paper about him going pro, and he had a new car, this and that.
Mm-hmm.
And he was all tattered, and his teeth, he just looked bad. And then he started telling me how the university used him, and this, that, and the other, and it was a tough thing, and it just got me. He said something needed to be done about this.
So did he finish his degree?
No.
Okay.
No. I never knew what happened. Mm-hmm. All I knew is that after I met with him, I said, man, he said, remember, he was a guy, he was my hero.
That's right.
And so I said, I got to do something about this. This is not right. And it was like a dream. I just said, we need to. So I raised the money to send our guys back to school to get their degrees, and so one of the first people that I talked to seriously about it because mm-hmm. was Jim Rogers.
Okay, so how did you meet Jim Rogers?
The young man that used to give me all my hand-me-down clothes
yes,
when I was a kid.
Yes, Woodbury.
Woodbury mm-hmm. was his law partner.
Ah.
And that's how I met Jim, through Woodbury.
Okay.
And Jim was a big sports fan.
Mm-hmm.
And we just hit it off. And I told him about my idea about the basketball alumni. And I also told him, I don't want us to be beholden to these boosters. I said, we want to put on we want to raise our own money and not beholden to anybody. He mm-hmm. says, okay. He said, well, where are you going to get the money to start it? I said, I don't know. He says, I'll give it to you. Jim. And that's how the conversation went. I'll give it to you. And he gave me $25,000. That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
To start the first. I told him I wanted to bring UCLA's alumni in here to play against the Rebels.
Okay.
And that would be our first fundraiser. Do you know we packed that place out? And we made so much money, we gave Jim his 25 grand back. However, because he believed in us, we embraced him and said, Jim, we want you with us from
mm-hmm.
from now on. He said, well, what do you want me to do?
Mm-hmm.
We want you to coach the Rebels.
Okay.
Because we knew that he loved that. He was a sportsman. He said, me? I said, yeah, you. And he said, it didn't take much to, mm-hmm. for him to say it. He said, okay.
so how long was this around? In
13 years.
Really?
And 13 years.
And a lot of guys went back and got degrees?
Over 100. Now, let me tell you what happened. I want you to think about this. That's why they gave that big ceremony for me. I want you to think about this. When we started making money, and we're a nonprofit organization, mm-hmm. you know, you have to spend that money.
Yes.
And so what happened was, it got out there that we were sending our guys back to school, and so a football player said, "Man, I wish we had a program like that." Make a long story short, we say, "Okay, you know what? We got enough money. We'll send some football players back." Mm-hmm. Before you know it, we were sending all the sports back, men and women. Men and women. The basketball alumni mm-hmm. were sending this. And this was, our program was the first program of its kind in the history of NCAA. We embarrassed the NCAA to give that fifth year for an athlete to get their degree. Up in, you check the research.
Okay.
They never had that until us. Until we started sending people back to school and started getting all this notoriety. Because mm-hmm. when we would have an alumni game, it became very high profile because we bring in Magic Johnson
oh, good.
And his alumni, uh-huh. Michael Jordan okay. and his alum. Okay. All of these were NBA pros.
Okay.
So to have those games, I had to get it sanctioned by the NBA. So the NBA, to get a game sanctioned by the NBA, you had to have two NBA refs. So I got to know all the refs in the NBA because everybody wanted to come to Vegas to ref our games. So I knew all the refs. And so you had to have NBA refs. You had to have all of those guys indemnified with insurance. And the only insurance that would indemnify them was Lords of London.
Okay. Uh-huh.
So we started dealing at a very high level. Jim Rogers made all of that easy for us because he had money and he had influence. And then he put together an executive group of guys that oversaw us. They let us do what we wanted to mm-hmm. do because from the very beginning, I told Jim, I said, I don't want to be answering to these people.
So like an advisory group?
Governor O'Callaghan.
Okay, yes.
Sig Rokic, mm-hmm. who ended up being my best friend and number one mentor, Jim Rogers, it was some more very I know Governor O'Callaghan, Sig Rokic. I can find out that mm-hmm. first executive. It was a who's who. So nobody touched us. Nobody hurt us or everybody was, you know, pushing for us to send athletes back to school to get their degrees. Then we started getting, we put on the game. Now, this goes back to how I got at Caesars.
Okay.
I put on an alumni game, the first basketball game ever to be played at Caesars Palace.
Oh.
We flew in the portable floor of the old Utah Jazz, uh-huh. a guy named, what was his name? He owned the floor.
Okay.
We flew that floor in, and we brought Bill Walton out of retirement to play with UCLA's illustrious group. And everybody was there because of Bill, because Sports Illustrated, everybody was there.